Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who met his wife while training for the 400 meters in Seattle and is eating gluten-free whilst lusting after bread, Dave Denniston.
Hey everyone, this is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the latest Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, picture this, imagine this. You just started a new position. You are so excited. You hated the last job with a passion. You couldn't wait to leave. You're whistling and humming. You're so happy. You go to check the mailbox. See a letter addressed to you. You open it up. Bam! It hits you like a freight train. A bill for $184,000. Your jaw hits the floor. Because you see, your old employer, they canceled your malpractice policy and stuck you with a bill to cover your tail coverage. Say, what? I thought I was covered in my new gig. Well, one of the biggest financial pitfalls, you guys, that physicians can get trapped into as they're transitioning into practice or changing jobs can be malpractice insurance. In a previous podcast with Contract Diagnostics founder John Appino, he talked about some of the biggest financial pitfalls that he's seen. He had said that the biggest financial pitfall, I think, in general, is not being financially savvy. It's not knowing. It's not having a plan with our financial windfall as far as monthly paychecks and bonuses. Should you pay off debt? Should you buy a new car? Should you buy a house? He said, I think doctors don't have a good idea to plan as far as how to move this process forward, as they are now in attending with a much more healthy salary. And he also revealed this horror story that they tried to fix. He had said, how do you make sure that the money that's coming in is the money that you've earned? How do you know that no matter when the contract ends or is terminated that you're going to receive that money? If your base salary is $200K, how do you set up a budget for your monthly spend at below $200,000? So here's what happened. They had a physician who was a two-year OB in the DC area, and she ended up transitioning down to Miami near South Beach. Sounds fun, right? And they had a tail out of their policy in DC. Well, they didn't offer a policy in Miami because they didn't carry malpractice insurance out there. So she had to tail out of her tail, and she was 2 years out of training. And OBs in DC, he had said, make okay money, but actually when I looked, DC physicians have the worst salaries in the whole country, which just was completely odd to me. And she had got that bill that I talked about for $184,000. So here she is, 2 years out of training. You can imagine that she still has student loans. She's still working her way towards saving for her first home, starting to save for retirement. And then she gets hit with a $184,000 bill. Can you imagine how ticked you would be? And John continued to talk about that you can't finance tail insurance. There's no way to take it back. They can't take it back if you don't make your payment. And so what they ended up doing in this particular case was they ended up being able to negotiate with the company. So they were able to save her $30,000 or $50,000, somewhere around there. And they helped her out a bit. And she actually had to go to friends and family and bank notes to get the money to pay it. And if she had been able to financially plan for this event, she wouldn't have to be blindsided. So as physicians, you guys, sometimes you can just feel like you're a circus performer. You're juggling this ball and that ball and that ball. You're literally going from crisis to crisis, performing in a three-ring circus. And it can be so easy to forget the details like contracts or tail coverage or financial planning. Here's the huge lesson from this story. If you are considering changing employers, make sure to understand malpractice coverage and what would happen if you left your employer. You don't want to get hit with a six-figure bill. Make sure you're working with professionals who can help guide you through this maze so that you don't become the next horror story. So, a lot of great info there for you guys. If you're a young physician, I have a video course that talks about a roadmap for young physicians just like you. You can check it out at physicianfinancialsecrets.com. Again, physicianfinancialsecrets.com. And hey, outside of that, make sure to subscribe on iTunes, here on the site, if you want to get 3 free articles. Would love to talk to you. If you have any questions, you have any comments, have you had a contract horror story? What happened? What did you learn from it? How can we help other physicians learn from mistakes that had happened to you? For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Thank you so much for listening. Check back in again soon.